If you have your Bible, turn to Romans chapter number 3. Romans chapter number 3. We appreciate the Lord today. Amen. For the sake of time tonight, I'm just going to start at verse 19. The Bible says in Romans chapter number 3, verse 19, it says, "Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith of them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifest, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus." I want to preach a little while this evening, if God will be my help, on this thought: what we're missing. What we're missing is the power of the blood. Amen. What we're missing is the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I praise God as we see that, the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It has the power to take away sin. And the psalmist told us in Psalm 62:11, he said, "Power belongeth to God." Amen. And I'm so glad it does today, because God, our God, is an all-powerful God. He has all power, Jesus told us, in heaven and on earth. So that tells us there's nothing that He can't do. There's nothing that's out of His hands and out of His capability. And we're so thankful for that today. But we realize, because of the lives, and because we're human beings, and because we're sinful creatures, it's alienated us and separated us from God. You say, what separates us is sin. Sin comes in the way. Sin's apt to get in your way before your day is done. Amen. It just comes along. You look around. There it is. And we have to, it seems like we're constantly having to avoid sin. Amen. It's just there. It's something that's present. But God, through God's amazing grace, praise God, He is able to separate us from sin. Because that's what brought separation. That's what brings separation from God. The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 59, verse number 1. The Bible says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, and neither His ear heavy that it cannot hear." Ain't you glad for that tonight? Amen. God, His arm's not short. Amen. He can't save. His ear is not heavy that He can't hear. He said, "But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear." The reason we ain't getting through to God like we think we ought to, praise God, is because they sin all around us. Amen. We have to separate ourselves from that. And the only way we can do it, what we're missing, is the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to separate us from the sinfulness of this world. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad God made provisions. He made a way that through Him we could be separated. Amen. Separated unto the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of God for His glory even today. Amen. The power of our lives that we need, praise God, to be that God have us to be. The power of our lives, the power for service unto Him. Praise the Lord. But in order to have that, we must remove the sin and get it out of the way. Amen. Because God said sin has entered in, and it's there all the time. But because of the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, the power of His blood, praise God, we can get rid of that sin that, so by Paul said, so easily besets us. I want to say tonight, you don't have to go looking for it. It'll find you. Amen. It's everywhere you look. You look around and there it is. On every hand. And we try to avoid it like the plague or worse. Amen. Try to stay away from it, but it still finds us where we are. But in order to know the power of God, we've got to know and realize and recognize the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I know a lot of people don't like the preaching on the blood no more. They say, "Well, preacher, we don't like an old bloody religion." He said, "Without the blood, shedding of blood, there is no remission." Without the shedding of blood, there is no putting away of sin. Without the shedding of blood, there is no perpetuation. Amen. That is the sacrifice that God made so that we might be set free. And boy, I thank Him for that tonight. Amen. It's because of our experience. What experience we have? The experience of the Word of God, the experience of the power of the Holy Ghost, the experience of prayer that we'd like to have, where we can connect with God and lift up our voices to Him, asking, taking our supplications boldly into the throne of grace, marching in, praise God, in the presence of God, because He made provision for us to do that. But it's through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ that we're able to make that approach. Amen. Praise God. He's the one that makes provision. Without that, we cannot experience what God has done for us. And it's depending on knowing the power of the blood, praise God, that'll give us that unction. It'll give us the boldness. It'll give us the desires to come before God Almighty. Praise God, to approach unto Him, realizing that because He loved us so much that He gave us the blood of His precious, precious Son, that through that blood we might be set free. Praise God for the blood tonight that was shed for me, Brother Bobby, on the cross of Calvary. Without the shedding of blood, I'd still be lost. But praise God, one day, so many years ago, Brother Junior, Jesus sent His own, God sent His only begotten Son through Jesus Christ, our Savior, who became a sacrifice for sins. Amen. Your sins and my sins. Praise His holy name. He come to where He was. Now, Paul in Romans chapter 3 here, he proves us a sin, all in sin. He says in verse 13, he said, their throat is an open sepulcher, and their tongues they have used deceit. The poison asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood, and destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Don't that sound like a world that we're living in today? Amen. Just wickedness on every hand, and they don't care. I've said before, and I'll say it again, used to, when people were living in sin, they would try to hide it. A drunkard, if you come around, a man of God come around to check on them, they'd hide their beer. They'd pass a church, and they'd take their hat off, and they'd walk on the other side of the road. People would try to hide their sin. They'd try to keep it out of sight. But I want to say, praise God, we're living in a day and an hour when people are just blatantly sinning, and they don't care. They don't care who sees it. They don't care who knows it, because it's just a blatant thing today. But praise God, it takes the blood of Lord Jesus Christ to cleanse us from our sin. Amen. He said now in verse 19, he said, now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith of them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Paul brings out proof. All men are sinners. Amen. He lays it out here so we can realize it. Amen. That all men are sinners. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all sinned. We've all come short. We all come short. Amen. Before the day's over, we'll probably mess up somehow or another. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad there's a God of heaven who sent His only begotten Son to be that propitiation, that price of sin, that through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, it'll cleanse us from all iniquity. Amen. That sinfulness, praise God, that we're so apt to fall into. Amen. Because He said, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. But He said, it's faith in the blood that makes a difference. It's faith in the blood of Lord Jesus Christ that makes that difference. In verse 25, He said, whom God hath sent forth to be a propitiation. Through what? Through faith in His blood. Amen. You say, preacher, what makes the difference? What'll give us to go yonder? What'll help us out in times of need? Praise God. It's faith in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's faith in the blood that'll give us encouragement. It's faith in the blood, realizing that Jesus Christ shed His blood for you and me. He shed it. He didn't share it sparingly. But praise God, He shed it for you and I, so that through His blood we might be made free. Amen. So He shed His blood for our sin. It's faith in that blood, praise God, that makes a difference this evening. Praise His name. Ain't it good, praise God, that God tells you about a son that He had and He loved? He was that Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. John seen Him coming down the road and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." Ain't you glad, praise God, that God Almighty has seen fit to send a Lamb, a precious Lamb, a spotless Lamb, a Lamb without blemish. Praise God, He sent Him coming down the road. And John the Baptist saw Him coming, and he seen Him afar off, and he told everybody, he said, "Hey, young'uns, look, praise God, I can just see Him, Brother Junior, as the sons are coming up over the hill. Here comes the Son of the living God, praise His holy name, with the sun is shining on Him, praise God, in the back." And John Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." Can you all imagine what they thought? I don't know what to think about it when I think about the precious Lamb of God who come to take away my sins. Amen. What about a God that loved us enough that sent His only begotten Son to take away our sins? The Bible said He was sacrificed from the foundation of the world. Amen. You say, "Preacher, I got to think about it one day, Brother Junior." I thought, how in the world? All those Old Testament saints, how'd they get in? Amen. They got in looking to the Lord Jesus Christ. They got in looking to that blood that was shed on Calvary, that was shed from the foundation of the world for those that would believe in the promise to come. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I've got the promise. I'm glad I saw the promise. You say, "Preacher, you never saw Jesus." Praise God. Yes, I have. Amen. Praise God. I saw Him in my mind and I saw Him in my heart. Praise God. On that Wednesday night, 1976, He tiptoed across my soul, showed me that He loved me, and He come to save me that night. I knew I was lost. Amen. I knew I'd lost for a long time. Several years. But praise God, I didn't realize I could be saved. But praise God, I'm glad on that night. Praise God, God showed me that He loved me and He come to save me. He sent the Savior to get me. Jesus come to seek and to save those that was lost. You say, how do you know? Praise God, because that's who He sent. That's who the Bible said. Jesus, praise God, come to seek and to save that was lost. It was Jesus came to me that night. Praise God. It was Jesus. It was the Holy Ghost of God that come to my heart and showed me I was no sinner and I need to be saved. Praise God. I fell on my face and said, "Lord, forgive me, a sinner." And He marvelously saved my soul. I'm thankful for that, praise God. Amen. Bless His holy name. Yeah, preacher said, the Bible says all have sinned to come short of God. He said, how do we get past that if we're all just old sinners? Amen. That's what we are. When we realize that, when you just realize the old sinners, you say, "Well, preacher, I've been saved." Well, you're a sinner saved by grace. Amen. You're a sinner saved by grace. "For by grace are we saved through faith, not of ourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them." Amen. He gives us power, praise God. And you know where, Brother Bill, where we got the power? Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That shed blood of Calvary, praise God, that gives us the power, the staying power, the power that we need, praise God, from the throne of grace. Bless His holy name. See, God's wrath had to be appeased. God hates sin. And contrary to the world today, He still hates sin. Amen. God ain't changed His mind about sin. Hello. Now I know people fall out in you. Most places today, they don't want to talk about sin. They won't preach sin. They won't tell you about sin, praise God. But I won't tell you there is such a thing as sin, and God still hates it. Amen. Amen. And the wrath of God is poured out on sin. Amen. Amen. That's what the Bible, don't the Bible say that? But I want to say the wrath of God was poured out on sin. He was poured out on my sin, and my Savior took my wrath. The wrath that belonged to me and the wrath that belonged to you, Jesus took it for us. Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53, the Bible says this. Let me just start at 1 and go through 6, just show this, tie this together. He said, "Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Now watch this. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Amen. That was our Savior. He that knew no sin became sin. Why did he, when he went to Bethany, when he was praying before his crucifixion, why was it that his sweat come as great drops of blood? Because he was in agony, not because of what was happening, but because he knew what he had to take upon him. He was 100% man, just like us, but he was 100% God. He was pure and chaste and perfect, but praise God, he knew that the chastisement of the whole world was coming down on him. He was going to have to stand for the iniquity and sin, your sin and my sin. What a God we serve. What a Savior we have who was willing to take my sin and your sin. It was a bundle package that was put on him. He didn't resist it. He didn't shun it. He didn't walk away from it. But he took it and he endured it to the shedding of his blood. He shed his blood on the cruel cross of Calvary. All the wrath of God was poured out upon him. All the wrath, the whippings, the beatings, the blood shedding that should have been ours. We've got a lot to praise him about. Amen. We've got a lot to be thankful for because of what he done for us. Praise God. He shed his blood for us. A propitiation through faith for the believer. A propitiation, a sacrifice. He made the sacrifice for us on Calvary. You say, what did he sacrifice? He sacrificed himself. Amen. What greater sacrifice than someone would die for a brother? What greater sacrifice than a perfect Savior, a sinless, spotless Lamb of God would die for you and I? And he did that. Praise God. He hung on the cross of Calvary. He died for our sins. And the whole wrath of God. Now, I don't know about you. I've been out in some thunderstorms and lightning storms and hail storms and different things. I've seen what God could do. Hey man, I've seen it rain. I've seen it rain so hard you couldn't see in front of your face. On TV, I've seen hurricanes and tornadoes and volcanoes. I've seen what God could do. Amen. And when the whole wrath of God is poured out on the precious Lamb of God, and he took all the wrath that God had, praise God, but to bestow upon him, to bestow upon us, he took it upon himself, hanging on the cross of Calvary, hanging between heaven and earth. Amen. He was that bridge, praise God, to the Father. Jesus Christ, our propitiation. Jesus Christ, our sacrifice. And he was satisfied with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. That he was fully satisfied with that blood. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 says, we have redemption through the blood, through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Amen. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have forgiveness of sins. That's the only way to be forgiven. Amen. It's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We just plead the blood. I told you before, praise God, you have a tough time, just plead the blood. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, it cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Amen. It makes a difference. Not just a little bit, but a whole lot. Praise God. It's not just something for the future, which it is. But it's something, praise God, listen to me, church, it's something that we already have. Amen. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, we have cleansing through the blood of the precious Lamb of God. It's the blood. It's the blood. Praise God. Thank God it's the blood that cleanses us from sins, gives us an opportunity to be a child of the King, brings us back into a standing relationship with God. We could never got there on our own. If the blood of bulls and goats and calves couldn't do it. But it took a perfect sacrifice. All those was unperfect. Amen. He said the law couldn't get us in. The sacrifices of law couldn't get us in. But a perfect sinless Savior, faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, it made the difference. Amen. Listen, faith's going to be a difference. What's missing in our lives is faith in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed for you and I on Calvary. That's what makes the difference. Praise God. Now we have good. Praise God. We have forgiveness right now. We have salvation right now. I mean, something that's given to the believer now is salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it continues, and it's a continual process that through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, He just continues to clean us up. Amen. Every day we just plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Faith in the blood, faith in that was shed for us on Calvary, praise God. And it makes it there, it cleanses us from the unrighteousness. John tells us in 1 John. In 1 John chapter number, let me just show you. 1 John chapter number 1. Somebody stole 1 John. 1 John chapter number 1, and verse number 7, it says this. He said, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. He said the blood of Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us from all, not just a little bit, not just some sin, but He said the blood, the precious blood of Jesus Christ, it cleanses us from all sin. Praise God. Every sin that we commit, everything that we do wrong, everything that breaks the heart of God, He said the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, it cleanses us, it covers it, praise God, and it brings us into a right relationship and standing with God. Amen. Where He could look at us at the end of the day when we put up our head and say, Lord, forgive me an old sinner. Lord, I didn't do as good today as I'd like to. You did your part, but Lord, I didn't do mine. But God, if You'll help me tomorrow, give me one more chance. God, I'll try to do better. You know, a child of God, what we're missing, we're missing the blood of Lord Jesus Christ of our life. Not applying it every day. Every day, praise God, like it was applied the day that we got saved. Praise God. You say, what are you saying, Pastor? We just need to live under the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. The sacrifice that was made for us. Praise God. Remembering, praise God. What we're missing is the blood of the sacrifice of the Lord. The power of the blood that was shed for us on Calvary. So that we might go free. Amen. That's the way God designed it to be. He said, we're cleansed. Those that are walking in the light. The light of what? The light of Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, we're walking with Him because He is the light. Amen? We have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, He said, cleanses us from all sin. Now that word cleanses has a significance of continuation. Amen? The blood of Jesus is continually washing us and cleaning us. It's amazing to me that a red blood can cleanse us and make us pure and white and, amen, praise God, and pleasing in the eyes of God. Amen. What we're missing is the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ applied to our life. We're missing, we're forgetting, we're not recognizing that Jesus died for that. He shed His blood for our sins. He said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. It takes the blood. It took the blood. It is the blood that makes a difference. He said, there you go again, preacher, preaching no bloody religion. Amen. It's the blood of Lord Jesus Christ that makes the difference. We cannot, church, we cannot forget the blood that was shed on Calvary for you and I. It was the blood of that precious, perfect, sinless Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, our Savior, that made that difference, praise God, for you and for me. He said, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation, the redemption by that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation, a sacrifice, through faith in His blood. Amen. To declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. He said that all God had been holding back, said He wasn't holding back no more. Amen. Praise God. He poured out all through the Lord Jesus Christ, and He took it. Amen. So that through Him we might be made free. He said, to declare, I say at this time, His righteousness, that may be just and a justifier, him that believeth in Jesus. Amen. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that we are saved. Without Him, there's no salvation. Without His blood, there's no power. Amen. The power that we have. What's missing in our lives, in our churches, in our homes, is the power of the blood of our Savior. Amen. Praise God. We ought to be thanking, praising God every day for the blood that was shed for us on Calvary. The blood that was shed for you and the blood that was shed. I don't know about you. Now listen to me. I don't like to bleed. Ain't many of us like bleed. You get cut. Well, first thing you do, go find you a handkerchief or a rag or a napkin, wrap that thing up. But Jesus, it poured out of Him. Amen. He shed His blood. He shed His blood, praise God, because He loved us. And what's missing is the power of that blood that was shed for you and I on the cross of Calvary. I praise God on that day when Jesus hung between heaven and earth. That redeeming power of God that justifies just as if we had never sinned when we believe on the shed blood of Calvary and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What He did for you. And what He did for me. I don't know about you. It blesses my heart. Think about it. My Savior loved me that much. That He would die on Calvary for my sins. That He would die on Calvary for your sins. That He would be that price of sin for you and I. So that we might go free. Praise His holy name. I'm glad for that, ain't you? I'm glad there's a God that loved us enough that He would be the price. That propitiation. The price of sin, the blood that was shed, the love that was shown to old sinners such as us. Our iniquity, He took. Our sinfulness, He bore within Himself because He loved us. How much He loved you? He loved you that much. Amen. Praise God.